I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to our Geo Quiz now. We wanted you to name the country whose soccer team plays the U.S. tomorrow at the World Cup. The answer is Slovenia. Or is it Slovakia? No, it's definitely Slovenia. You could be forgiven for getting the two mixed up. Both European nations have teams at the World Cup in South Africa, and a lot of people are getting confused, including the world's Alex Gallifant.
In the corridor at the Slovakian consulate in New York, there's a handy map of the home country hanging in the lobby. It doesn't say Slovakia, admits Eva Jurinova, an advisor on economic and cultural affairs.
All right, it's a Slovenska Republika or Slovak Republic.
Slovenska Republika. Sounds suspiciously like Slovenia to me.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. Yeah, it could be a bit confusing, but that's why we're enhancing, and especially abroad, we're using Slovakia more, or Slovak Republic. Obviously, the authentic sign, this is more for our compatriots here that visit the offices.
Fair enough. Slovakians and Slovenians probably don't get their own countries mixed up. And there isn't likely much confusion in American cities with big, say, Slovenian communities. Places like Cleveland, Ohio. Mike Benz represents the Slovene Tourist Board from there.
Certainly that knowledge, you know, diminishes rapidly, you know, as you leave the city. And certainly across America, you know, Slovenia is not very well known, and Slovakia, you know, probably has a little bit more awareness.
Maybe so. But still, these two countries are hardly making it easy for us all. They both emerged from the disintegration of communism in Europe. They both joined the European Union at more or less the same time. Their flags are virtually identical, white, blue, and red horizontal stripes, little shield on the left. Both their languages come from the wider Slavic family, and even the names of the languages are barely distinguishable. Slovakians speak
Slovak or Slovenčina.
And Slovenia?
They say Slovinsky. Slovinsky, Slovenščina. It's also very similar in their native tongue, yeah.
See? Impossible. Anyway, I asked Eva Jurinova, Slovakia must be excited about the game against the United States tomorrow.
No, we're playing Portugal.
Oh, so who's the US playing then?
That's Slovenia. That's Slovenia, yes. A little confused. You got me there.
Sorry, couldn't resist. To be fair, Jurinova says the consulate in New York does try to differentiate Slovakia from Slovenia and others, if only in economic terms. Slovakia, the message goes, is a country that's great for investors.
Due to these dire economic times, everything, all of our efforts are sort of retargeted towards marketing our country as a destination for business.
Recently, the consulate held a fashion show to showcase Slovakia and its investment opportunities.
And this year's motto was Go Green, so...
So there's a tiny little problem. See, Slovenia's website is entirely green. Its national soccer team often wears green. Indeed, adds Mike Benz in Ohio, Slovenia's going all out for the color. Tourist materials even talk about Slovene green.
Yeah, and certainly the soccer team has taken that, and the new directive of the tourism, you know, is certainly to emphasize the green nature of the country.
No, I didn't know that. Very interesting, very interesting. Well, Slovenians, I guess there are certain similarities.
Next week in Geography You Can't Possibly Be Expected to Get Right, Slavonia. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant in New York.
Hang on, I'll tell you right now, Slavonia is not a country, it's a region in Croatia. And just to be extra clear, tomorrow's World Cup game is Slovenia versus the U.S.